This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Well, you know, to start, it looks like we're going to have some green on the screen finally. It's been a rough week. I mean, that's all there is to it. This corn market just been sick as a dog. Now, yesterday, you know, we went down and made new lows for the move. We hadn't seen lows like this in 4 or 5 months. And then the market, I don't know whether it was a new pope getting named or what it was, but something right there at the end spurred some buying, you know. And so we were able to have a close that was just a little under unchanged. And then beans actually had a pretty solid day. So it's been interesting, Mark. I mean, your old crop continues to get sold off. Yesterday we had 1.66 million metric tons of corn sold, which is extremely good number compared to what we need. There's no question that Monday's WASDE report will be very closely watched. Got to think that old crop stocks get smaller. Big new crop balance sheet, I'm quite certain of that. So it'll be interesting to see if this bear spreading we continue to see lately continues.
And we've gotten some trade news this week about deals that are supposedly being worked on, although it seems like we've heard that before, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. And it's just, you know, you hear about a trade deal and then we're going to work to ratify it and all that. I mean, here's the thing. On corn, you probably don't have as much angst on trade deals as maybe what you've got on beans.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@farmersedge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
July corn up 6 3/4 at 454 and a quarter. July soybeans up 8 cents at 1053 even. July soybean meal up $1.30 at 296 even. July soybean oil up 38 cents at 48.83. Chicago wheat up 0.25 cents at 529.5. Minneapolis wheat up 0.25 cents at 601 even. Kansas City hard red wheat unchanged at 524 3/4. July oats up 0.25 cents at 346 even. On the Merck, June live cattle up 27 cents at 214.52. May feeder cattle up 42 cents at 297.90. June lean hogs up 20 cents at 97.37. June pork cutout down 20 cents at 104.12. Class 3 milk down 8 cents at 18.48. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.